The theme for our services that we're going to be taking on choir tour next week is benedictions, blessings from the Bible, from our God, in both the Old Testament and the New Testament, under the theme, "The Lord Bless You and Keep You." And there are 9 sections in our concert focusing on different aspects of the Lord's blessing us and keeping us. And this morning we're going to present to you 3 songs, 1 each from 3 of those 9 sections. The first section is "The Lord Bless You and Keep You in Land and Nation." And our verse for our meditation for this section of the program is Psalm 67. And I'd invite you to read Psalm 67 along with me now. "May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine on us, so that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, so that all the ends of the earth will fear you." The next section here this morning is "The Lord Bless You and Keep You in Your Christian Life." We look for the Lord's blessings to help us follow his word and do his will. Let's join in reading these verses from 2 Thessalonians and 1 Thessalonians. "May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it. Finally, the Lord bless you and keep you with peace and forgiveness in Christ. Let's read from Romans 5 and Colossians 1. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
That saved
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the fellowship, God, and the Holy Spirit be with you all, now and into eternity. Amen.